talking trends in remodeling here at Rosie on the House with Ron LaBrie, the design manager, and Tracy Rokas, the showroom designer for TWD Design, Build, and Remodel. One of the things we haven't touched about, we've talked about the two-tone colors, the mix of materials, the space and the storage trends that we're seeing. But we can't talk about trends in remodeling without talking about technology. Well, I mean, what are y'all putting in kitchens and bathrooms right now? We never even knew we could put in a kitchen and bath before.
Well, in an effort to get more cognizant of germs in our house, many homeowners that were previously not interested in smart technology are now very interested in touchless faucets, lights that automatically turn on, motion-activated appliances. And that's really kind of just opening up the gamut to more products that can then pair with Alexa and Siri in assisting us in being more hygienic and more productive. Trying to be more productive in the time that we have, especially being at home and needing to multitask, is becoming more and more important to us. Faucets are now pre-measuring our water for our dinner recipes in the kitchen.
You just tell the faucet.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need 8 ounces cold water.
I mean, you can fill up the dog bowl. I mean, they still haven't come up with one that would walk the dog for you. I'm waiting for that one.
That would be the next Roomba.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
You can actually, set your precise temperature in your shower, mirrors that will give you the morning news while you're brushing your teeth. We're seeing more and more requests for whole house automation. Lutron is really a great company out there for being able to voice activate your lighting. You can voice activate and phone activate your temperature from remote. It's definitely changing.
They even have refrigerators that'll tell you when you're out of milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you can, when it's time to reorder.
Well, technology is going to, it's almost impossible. By the time I start a project, to the time I finish that project, the technology we spec in that job, many times I have to tell the owner, well, this is all outdated.
Right.
you haven't even learned how to use it yet, but the next generation's already out.
And
it changes constantly.
And it's interesting with so many of these products out there that tend to require electronic chips, it's also then creating an issue in terms of getting these products in a timely manner, because more and more of these, with the COVID being worldwide, we're seeing a worldwide shortage in electronics, cars that have chips. Appliances are now out over a year.
Toilets.
Yes.
With wash, warm water, seats, and rinse cycles. No chip in.
Yeah, American Standard has a great toilet called the Vormax Plus, and Tracy laughs because she knows how much I'm impressed by it. It's a self-cleaning toilet. And they've been out of stock for months and months.
Yeah, I was visiting actually with a client this week who we had installed one of those hands-free seat, warm seats, warm water, warm dry air. And she talked to me about, Rosie, we don't even like to go to 5-star resort vacations anymore because we can't wait to get back to our own bathroom.
No one's going to leave the house anymore.
I know. But
one of the other things I'm seeing are the toe kick lights. So when you're walking into the bathroom,
motion activated toe kick lights.
Yeah, those are people are asking for those.
Well, they should. Yeah. I mean, it's great. Well,
right.
And Tracy actually should have asked for that because she broke her toe earlier this week.
I did. Yes.
Well, the great thing about that is it's just enough light to see where you're walking without a glare bomb fully waking you up in the middle of the night.
Right. Yeah. That's they're not that hard because the toe kick's already there.
The toe kick's there. It's LED lights. You never have to worry about replacing bulbs. It's 20,000 hours plus of burning. Kitchen toe kick as well as bathroom toe kick. Walk in the kitchen in the evening for a little late night snack. Sometimes that's all the light you need.
Yes, perfect. They're perfect, particularly in the bathroom.
Boy, and I'll tell you the other thing that we're seeing in the way of lighting is closets that are door actuated. And we're all old enough. We grew up in homes where you open the hall closet. There's one incandescent bulb above the shelf that you have to either reach up and pull the chain on or, throw a light switch on. And the light comes down in a casting shadows over everything you're trying to see. Now we're putting those LED lights, like y'all are, I know, on the inside of the door casing. So when you open the door, boom, the whole closet's lit.
Yeah, we're doing a house right now. It started with the pantry, and then we decided to put them in all of the closets. I mean, you're carrying in, you know, a case of something from Costco, and literally you've got no arms to be able to try to find a light switch.
Exactly. All right. Well, Ron, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come in and visit with us about the trends in remodeling. You as well, Ms. Tracy. I really appreciate it. From TWD, Design, Build, Remodel. If someone would like to get a hold of y'all, visit you in the new showroom, take a look at some of the things we've been talking about today, what number would you have them call?
Yes, please call 623-544-1211, or you can always email us at info@twdaz.com.
TWD, Design, Build, Remodel. Rosie Certified, for the last decade, you've been great partners. I really appreciate all the positive testimonies I get from all the homeowners that have utilized y'all's services. And like you say, y'all will do a small job, y'all will do a big job. You do them all.
Yeah, absolutely. If we start with a small job, you know, hopefully when it comes to their kitchen or bathroom, they will call us.
And the number one more time.
623-544-1211.
TWD, Design, Build, Remodel.